Now to that news breaking this lunchtime that 300 jobs are at risk in Dublin and Dundalk at the PayPal company, which is examining, it says, its plans for future growth. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, has more on this. This news just breaking before lunchtime, and obviously very concerning for those in PayPal and connected with the company, Will.
Yeah, obviously not good news for staff in the company, Brian. What it's proposing is a reduction of 307 roles in Ireland. 135 of those would be in Dublin and 172 in Dundalk. The proposal is subject to consultation, it says, and staff who may be impacted have been informed of the developments today. The company has said it follows a review of its operational needs, and the changes it's proposing will help it to scale its business to meet the evolving needs of customers. The company said it does, though, remain committed to Ireland and to its Dublin and Dundalk sites, which it said will continue to be among its largest global centres for employment and operations. It also says it'll continue to employ well over 2,000 employees after the proposed changes, which I understand is split roughly 50-50 between the two sites. PayPal has committed to ensuring those who leave under the proposed changes are treated fairly and generously. It said it will be offering enhanced redundancy and support packages. The company does have some recent history in this area, though. Last year, it announced that it was going to relocate around 130 roles in a limited number of teams in Dublin and Dundalk to other locations around the world, and impacted workers there were offered the option to apply for other jobs within the company or for an enhanced voluntary redundancy package. The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Antonis de Leeuw Varadkar, has put out a statement in the last couple of minutes. He said he's spoken with the PayPal leadership team, expressed his disappointment at the decision and the impact it'll have. He said the company has assured him that PayPal remains committed to Ireland and that all 307 redundancies will be initially sought on a voluntary basis. He said the government will make all necessary state assistance available to the workers to help them find new employment, education and training opportunities as soon as possible.
Separately, Will, news from Apple in Cork indicating that they may be planning some jobs expansion.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've submitted a planning application to the local authority today for a new office building that would be capable of accommodating up to 1,300 staff. Now, the technology giant said that both new and existing staff would use this four-storey over-basement facility, which it's hoped will be completed by mid-2025, but it said it was too soon to say how many new staff would be recruited as part of this investment. I understand, though, that it's expected that the bulk of those using the building will be new recruits. The plan is subject to planning permission being granted by the local authority, of course. It's an interesting move, though, because like most companies, Apple has moved to a hybrid working model with staff working 3 days in the office and up to 2 days remotely. But despite this, the company has decided that it will require additional on-site capacity for employees as it grows its Cork-based teams in areas like artificial intelligence and machine learning. Indeed, last month, the company said it was opening a new European engineering and test facility there also. It currently employs about 6,000 people in Cork, and including at the campus in Holyhill, but also in the city centre. It's understood, though, that the new building will not result in the city centre site being closed. We don't know quite yet how much this new investment is worth, but the company has said that over the past 5 years, it's invested €250 million in expanding its campus in Cork. We know around €220 million of that went into a new extension, which was opened by CEO Tim Cook in 2018, and it's anticipated, I think, that the new building will be of a similar scale to that development.
So the office isn't quite dead just yet.
So it seems.
Will Goodbody, thanks for that.